Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, up here in northern Minnesota, the spring fishing season is quickly approaching, and before you know it, the ice will be completely off the lakes, and the docks will begin to be put in. I've already noticed that people have begun preparing their boats and their tackle, but sometimes when we go fishing, we tend to pack things that would probably be better off leaving at home, just for safety's sake. How many of you have been casting for bass, and when you were reeling in your fish, you leaned over the water, and your cell phone slipped out of your pocket and fell into the lake? All of the information that you had stored in there, along with all the phone numbers and contacts, were gone in a blink of an eye. And there was nothing you could do about it. And there's no way you could get it back because it was irretrievable. And this reminds me of the Christian life. Some people who begin the Christian life will experience the same thing in regards to their own salvation. These people were educated in God's word, but in full knowledge, they're going to purposely turn away from God's will. In that state of purposeful rebellion, you can never get them to repent, and it's pointless even to try. That's because they have taken the greatest treasure that you could ever have and throw it all in the dumpster. Any hope of their salvation after that point is lost, and their soul becomes irretrievable. Look at Hebrews 6, right at verse 4. It says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified in themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned." Irretrievable means that it's impossible to correct or return to a previously existing situation or condition. This is exactly what Esau did. He wept about what he had done, but he couldn't find a place of forgiveness with God. You can read that in Genesis 25, 29. Look at Hebrews 12, verse 16. "Lest there be in any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." The more that you know from God's word, the more you're going to be held accountable for. But some will walk in the Christian life for many years, but then purposefully and willfully go against the will of God. Reconciliation becomes impossible at that point because they have turned away from loving obedience to Christ. They have chosen the path of rebellion and anarchy instead. To fall away simply means to turn away from biblical truth. It is someone who has slipped into apostasy, which is the act of refusing to obey the will of God or to abandon your loyalty to his teachings. It is to defect from his purpose and his calling. Someone might rebel against a parent and get sent to their room, but willful rebellion against the will of God will result in damnation. This is because they know what God's will is, but they absolutely refuse to do it. They walked in the light for a period of time in their life, but now they return to the life that they left behind. That's exactly what Lot's wife did as an example to each of us. She was called out of the world, but then turned around to go back. God saved her from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, but then she willfully rejected the command of God and was destroyed herself. 2 Peter 2, verse 20, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, The dog has turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. There's going to be people who begin the Christian life who fall away from what they have been taught. These people are in a different class than unbelievers because they know the will of God, but they willfully choose to go against it. James 4:17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Rather than abiding in the things that they have been taught, some will turn their ears away from the truth unto fables instead. 2 Timothy 4:3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." If you remember, Peter wept bitterly for denying the Lord. But what he did wasn't done purposefully. It wasn't intentional. It was a weakness in his flesh that he was dealing with. To sin willfully against God is to completely and utterly rebel against him. God's word teaches you not to do something, but with complete disregard, you do it anyway. You know, willful sin is an act of hatred towards God because you don't care about him or the consequences for your own actions. This is what happened to Judas when he premeditated how to betray the Lord Jesus. Like a wife who betrays her own husband, he prepared beforehand how he was going to do it. And scriptures teach that Satan had entered into his heart. And he eventually hung himself, but that was no escape from the inevitable judgment that was coming in the future. Luke 22 verse 3 says, "Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them." You know, Ananias did the same thing as an example in the scriptures, and he willfully lied to Peter, willfully. Both he and his wife died on the spot because of it. Acts 5, 3, "But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?" To depart from the faith means to depart from the teachings of Christ. It is a willful act of disobedience. Rather than walking in the light, you choose to turn away from the truth and walk in darkness instead. And at that point, you can't get the person to repent because they won't apologize. They're filled with pride of the devil. They absolutely refuse to reconcile, and you can't get them to return to the life that they once lived. This is all the work of God as he damns them, even before judgment day. I've always said you cannot mock God and get away with it. Rather than walking in scriptural truth as they have been taught, they believe a lie. And then they join up with the devil instead. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Like I said, a person might rebel against their own dad, which is bad enough. But those who do that to God have completely lost their minds. When they reject his truth, he causes them to believe a lie, and their hope of salvation is lost. Rather than keeping themselves in the love of God through faithful obedience to his word, some people are going to betray him by their actions. All the things that have been stored inside of their hearts, including their own salvation, will simply fall into the lake, never to be seen again, just like an irretrievable cell phone. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly, along with transcripts, at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then. Bye-bye, everybody.